Macmillan Audio presents Women Rule, A Woman's Guide to Enjoying Wealth and Power by Carol Pepper and Camilla Webster. Read for you by Camilla Webster.
A pearl is a treasured gift from the sea created when a grain of sand accidentally finds its way into an oyster shell. We decided to call this program the Seven Pearls of Financial Wisdom because just as an oyster produces layers of nacre to form its masterpiece, we as financial professionals have accumulated many layers of rich experience that have strengthened, beautified, and protected our financial lives and those of the women we have counseled, resulted in the jewels we are now sharing with you. Like the pearl, our wisdom developed as a result of unexpected circumstances. Each pearl of wisdom is formed around a challenge or grain of sand that enters our lives. But like the oyster, we've learned how to create layers of value out of obstructions and uncertainties. Over the course of months and even years, we've hardened our own brilliantly reflected surfaces to transform challenging and even harmful situations into coveted assets and a deep store of what we recognize today as understanding. Now our pearls can be your touchstones. Our hope for you is that you will make these pearls of wisdom your own. Take these lessons in, assimilate them deeply, and experience what it means to be truly happy with your money and the power it brings you. Your pearls will help you with financial decisions, no matter what you are facing. Women Rule. The financial pearl of wisdom on power is a woman must exercise her power in life. As we move into an era when women have the opportunity to build their own wealth, choose their mates wisely, and continue to nurture their prosperity and motherhood, it also becomes possible for women to step up into that next level, to become truly powerful. We often shy away from this word power and insist that we don't want it, don't need it. Power feels like something we leave for men to fight over. Yet the dictionary definition of power is the ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. And don't we want to be able to do that? Something is happening to the notion of power in society. It's becoming more fluid, less centralized. Women no longer have to occupy the roles that men call powerful in order to be powerful. We women now have more freedom to become leaders than at any other time in previously recorded history, and we have the freedom to do it in our own way. Whether we choose to assume traditional roles or to forge a new trail, the world needs us to step up and bring our wisdom and influence to the forefront for the benefit of our children, our communities, and the planet. When we women shrink from power, when we refuse to stand up for ourselves, or for what we know is right and the prudent choice, others can suffer. The opposite of power is helplessness. This is often the grain of sand that irritates us in our shell, forcing us to grow a pearl of true feminine power. So let's look at examples of grains of sand by posing seven questions. Do you know a woman who hates her job but doesn't make the effort to develop a network that could help her find new opportunities in her industry, and then she's fired? Do you know a woman who doesn't pursue a corporate promotion, even though she's highly credentialed and ready to rise to the next level? Do you know a woman who refuses invitations to appear in public because she doesn't think she's a good speaker? Do you know a woman who spots an irregularity at work but refuses to blow the whistle? Do you know a woman who suspects that her water is tainted but doesn't do anything about it, even as her child becomes ill? Do you know a woman who's appalled at how her local school board is run but doesn't bother to vote or run for office? Do you know a woman who's passionate about animal welfare and tears up at commercials for the Humane Society but does nothing to meaningfully help the cause? Fear often keeps us silent. Fear and a feeling of helplessness or hopelessness lead us to the conviction that we can't act effectively. In this chapter, we'll explore the new ways that power is available to all of us. We'll focus on learning how to say yes to a world that is inviting us to come forward and contribute. Embrace feminine leadership. Today, a new type of feminine power and leadership is emerging, one that embraces
Sample complete. Ready to continue?